for the 1 o'clock meeting. Can we do a roll call, please?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Regent Carter.
Here.
Regent Carvalho.
Here.
Regent Del Carlo.
Here.
Regent Dubrava.
Here.
Vice Chair Geddes.
Here.
Regent Hayes.
Here.
Regent Lieberman.
Here.
Regent McAdoo.
Here.
Regent McMichael.
Here.
Regent Moran. Chair Page.
Here.
Regent Perkins.
Here.
Regent Trachuk.
Here.
We have a quorum, Mr. Chair.
Thank you. Going to go to public comment in Elko.
No public comments in Elko.
Thank you. Public comment in Reno.
No public comment in Reno.
Public comment in Las Vegas. Seeing none, we're going to go to item number two, resolution to aid higher education students impacted by federal shutdown. This was requested from the governor to the chancellor and I, which we brought forward. We're fortunate enough to have the governor here with us today, so we'll ask him to come to the podium and say a few words about this, or as many words as he wants.
Thank you. I see this timer here. It's not taken down.
No timer for you, sir.
I appreciate it. Yeah, I am Steve Sislak. I got to see part of the review of our budget, and I want to thank all of you, especially the chair and the vice chair and the chancellor, for working with us on our budget as we move forward. It continues to be something we're going to work through with the legislature, and we're looking for good things as we move forward into the session. The reason I'm here today, and I normally would not get involved in the business of the regents, but I see a lot of old faces, and not age-wise, but old friends, and some new faces that I hadn't seen on the board before. And I can tell you my time on the Board of Regents was one of the best times of my life, dealing with the students and the issues and representing them. But the reason I'm here today is we are facing a crisis with our federal employees, not only in the country, but particularly in the state of Nevada. I spent quite a bit of time yesterday visiting the TSA workers, both in Reno and the TSA workers in Las Vegas here, and they are facing real-world problems as it relates to having enough money to pay their copay on a medical prescription coverage or buy a tank of gas, yet they continue to show up for work and protect us and do everything they can to keep us safe. So in discussing it with my staff and our legal counsel, what I did is I drafted a letter and sent it to the chancellor and the chair asking that you would consider deferring tuition and penalties and whatnot for students and their families that are affected by the federal government shutdown, that are either furloughed or are not getting paid. In discussing with them in our federal delegation, a week from today, these individuals are going to be missing their second paycheck, which is, to most people who live paycheck by paycheck to paycheck, is extremely difficult. And the uncertainty of what lies ahead, how many more paychecks they're going to miss, is really a problem for these individuals. It's very concerning that if the students or their offspring, the children of the students, are forced to miss a semester and break the continuity of their education, if we'll ever, frankly, get them back into the system. And that's a big, big concern of mine. I know it's a big concern of yours. And discussing with the chancellor and the chair how much emphasis you're putting on graduation and degrees, we want to do everything we can to facilitate this and make it easier for the students. So what I'm here to do today is to ask you to consider deferring, not waiving, just deferring the tuition and any penalties that might arise from students that are late in terms of paying their tuition for the semester that's about to get underway. I'd be happy to answer your questions if anybody has any. I hope I kept it in my 2 minutes. But I appreciate you considering it for us. And Jason, Tom, thank you guys, Kevin, for being willing to at least consider this. Sincerely appreciate it.
And thanks for your leadership on this issue. We appreciate it.
Thank you. We appreciate it. Thank you.
Governor, if I can just say one thing. When we brought this up to the presidents, they enthusiastically endorsed it. Not only are they looking at ways to actually defer, but proactively reaching out to any employees that might be impacted by this, working with them, providing counseling with them too. So we appreciate your leadership on this and also on the budget. We had a large discussion about that earlier today, and we appreciate everything that you included in the budget in partnering with us.
Thank you, and it's like I say, this is one of the greatest jobs. When I walked in, I got to meet the two young women in the front that are students both across the street. It's just really energizing and refreshing when you see these young minds. Basically, what I see is the future of our state. It's encouraging, and I want to do everything I can, and I know you do as well, to support and encourage these individuals to stay in school and continue to pursue their degrees. So with that, I appreciate you. Thank you.
Regent Perkins.
Do we have any idea how many students and families that this is going to affect?
To answer your question, we don't. We're not It's a hard number to determine at this point, too, and so that's why we've asked each of the institutions to broadly reach out, be proactive. Anyone that's facing any issues, if they had late fees, waive them, but also kind of put the word out there, too, and provide counseling or any other type of assistance.
We're going to go to Provost Carmen and then Regent Hayes.
Thank you, Chair Page. Kevin Carmen, for the record, I just would follow up on your comments, Chancellor. We don't keep records of we don't have records of who is a federal employee, and certainly we don't have records of who may be a dependent of a federal employee. And so we sent out on January 15th already a letter to all of our students indicating that if they are impacted by the federal shutdown, to let us know, and we give them guidelines on how we can, there will be no late fees and we will defer their tuition, but they'll need to come forward so that we can work with them. But we've sent a blanket email to all of our students asking them to let us know if they're having challenges.
Regent Hayes and DiCarlo.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. If we play hard to get and act like we don't want to do this, can we get some summer school funding or something else, Governor? It's worth a try. Oh, and this is UNLV's first ever man to sit in the governor's office, first UNLV alum. My more serious question is, have we figured out how to mechanically do this yet with the registration system? I'm seeing nods. Yes, we figured out. Perfect.
President Miana, and then
we're
President
all set. Patterson.
Perfect.
Yeah.
President Patterson?
We already have programs for student repayment or tuition repayment plans with students. It's just easiest for us to fold this in with some undefined terms that will be resolved with the students once the shutdown is resolved.
Yeah, CSN is ready to go as well.
Okay, perfect. Regent DiCarlo.
Thank you, Chair Pace. I just wanted to say we all received a copy of the letter that you and our sent out. I thought it was one of the most caring, compassionate letters, and it really spelled out all the steps the students take. It was almost like if you do this, then you go there. And it was really good. I let Shannon Ellis know. And I hope if you haven't sent out the other institutions, you should get a copy of that and just copy it, because you don't have to think about it because it's already been done.
Regent DeBrava.
Thank you, Chair Page, and thank you, Governor Sisolak, for your leadership on this. Do we need a motion for this resolution?
We do.
If so, I would maybe just say and suggest if we could get a report back in a month or two or 3 months, how many students were affected in this, so we'll just keep a tally.
So I will make a motion. So we have a motion
to approve the resolution.
Motion by Regent DeBrava, second by Regent Hayes. Any discussion? We're going to do a roll call vote.
Regent Carter.
Yes.
Regent Carvalho.
Yes.
Regent DiCarlo.
Yes.
Regent DeBrava.
Yes.
Vice Chair Geddes.
Aye.
Regent Hayes.
Yes.
Regent Lieberman.
Yes.
Regent McAdoo.
Yes.
Regent McMichael.
Yes.
Chair Page.
Yes.
Regent Perkins.
Aye.
Regent Trachuk.
Yes.
And I'm going to call, even though he wasn't here, I'm going to call Regent Moran just to make sure he's not on the phone. Okay, the resolution passes unanimously.
I want to thank you all personally and on behalf of the people that you're going to impact. And I can tell you it's a lot of them when I get these down into groups and the real world problems that they're facing. This is going to make a big, big difference. And we appreciate you reaching out and helping us. And I'm honored to be the first UNLV alumni. In fact, the entire first family, my wife and both of my children are UNLV alumni. So you've got a whole family that graduated from UNLV, and I'm looking forward to representing and helping as much as we can the entire system. So thank you all very much for allowing me to be here and for the resolution.
Thank you, Governor.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Thank you.
So we're going to go to item number 3, new business. Any new business? Seeing none, we're going to go to item number 4, public comment and ELCO. Seeing none, we're going to go to public comment in Reno. Seeing none, we're going to go to public comment in Las Vegas. Seeing none, this meeting is adjourned. We're going to take a 5-